What's up, Pats fans? Football is officially back. It has been a busy offseason for the Patriots. A lot of changes for the team. We've got some changes of our own. We've made a few changes to our own roster. Let's welcome Ashley Feldman.
Romeo, I'm so excited.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
In a few minutes, you'll be behind us in the hall, interviewing some of the players, getting to know them. I think we should flip the script a little bit, get to know you. A little interview for you.
All right, let's do it.
Are you from New England?
I am not from New England. I'm actually from the Dirty Jers, the lovely state of New Jersey.
But you're New England fan. Just please say you've got Patriots.
100%. Every girl loves Tom Brady. Are you nuts?
All that counts. Any crazy hidden talents the viewers should know about?
Well, I played basketball in college, so I like to believe I would beat any single person in a shooting competition.
I like it.
That includes you.
You could definitely take me. There's not even a question about that. And if you were on this field, what position would you play?
100% tight end. I'm a big girl. I stand at about 5'10". I'm definitely not skinny. I like to eat. So I would be going for some touchdowns and doing some blocking.
I like to eat,
too. You like that?
It's going to make a good team. Welcome to the team. It feels so good. Football is officially back. It's going to be a great season. Welcome into Totally Patriots. Have a look at what's coming up on today's show.
Football is back, and the Pats are ready to tear it up in 2014. But first, rookie Jimmy Garoppolo cruised through the preseason, earning his job as Tom Brady's backup. But Ashley knows how to make this QB sweat.
Would you rather have Tom Brady say to you, "We need to talk," or "Coach Belichick"?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
And Steven Guskowski kicked off the 2014 season with a 60-yard record-breaking field goal. But will he set the record and tilt it? And Professor Fritz is back. He's suited up and breaking down NFL uniforms.
Wow, that's a...
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
At the start of every football season is 4 weeks of preseason football. It's a time when all the rookies and Patriots newcomers, they get the chance to strut their stuff, prove themselves on the field in hope of making this 53-man roster. One guy who definitely stood out, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Patriots drafted him in the second round of the 2014 draft. Now, he's Tom Brady's backup QB. No pressure. Let's head over to the hall right now. Ashley's got him in the hot seat. Get a little feel for that pressure right now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Thanks, Romeo. I'm here at the Hall at Patriot Place with the Mansfield High School football team coming off an impressive 13-0 season. Nice to see you guys. Good work. Now I need a little bit of help. Give me a nice welcome for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody. So I promise not to bite, but first things first, Garoppolo's a little much for me. Jimmy G, is that acceptable? Is that what most people call you?
Yeah, I mean, throughout college, I had tons of nicknames. So, Jimmy G's, that works.
It's funny, there's a rumor circulating that guacamole might be one. Is this true?
Some of the veterans, they had some trouble with the name, too.
Okay. So, good, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, don't feel bad about it.
All right.
So guacamole, a couple of the guys, mayo especially, started calling me that, so I call them mayonnaise, so... We go back and forth with each other.
So that's what's sticking in the locker room right now.
Yeah, guacamole. I mean, Jimmy G is a lot easier, I think.
Yeah, a lot of condiments going around. Are there any ketchups in there?
No ketchups and mustard yet.
Good. So first year in the NFL, what's it like? Talk to me. Nervous? How are you feeling?
Not really nervous. I was nervous coming out of college. Didn't know what to expect, really, through the draft process and all that. But, it's once you're here, you're among family, finally. And, it's good to be part of a team again. It was a weird offseason not being with the team. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but not being with the team, training and all that stuff, it's different. So
You are a little out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
so you gotta get back
just going through the whole draft process, the combine, the All-Star games, all that stuff. It's very different, but it was a good experience, and happy where I landed.
Well, good. And of course, now you're rubbing elbows in the locker room with some big names. So how is it being in meetings and being around someone like Tom Brady?
It's unbelievable. I mean, just seeing how professional he is about his job and how he goes about it every day.
Now, I love a good would-you-rather question. And now, as a man, when a female, whether it's mom, grandma, girlfriend, anybody says, "We need to talk," that's bad news, right?
Yeah, okay. It's never good news.
Would you rather have Tom Brady say to you, "We need to talk," or Coach Belichick?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
I'd rather have Tom say it.
Yeah, because Tom just in some UGG boots, be like, "We need to talk."
Yeah, I don't know about the UGG boots, but No, but Tom's helped me a bunch. So, I mean, usually it's usually a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a bad thing, it's something that I'll learn from. So, you know, you just got to take whatever they say, especially if it was coach, too. I mean, same thing. You just got to learn from what the older guys and the older coaches are telling you.
So you're coming from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you've noticed in Massachusetts that's different, that you like, that you miss, anything?
It's pretty similar to Chicago. I mean, I've been up to Boston a couple times, a little smaller than Chicago, but very similar. And during OTAs, it rained a lot out here. I didn't know it rained this much, but people told me it was a weird spring, so just got to get adjusted to it, I guess.
You come from a big family. How many brothers do you have?
Three brothers.
Ooh.
Yeah, poor mom, right?
Did you get beat up a lot?
Yeah, I was the middle one, so I had a little one to beat up on, too, so it worked out.
All right, I promised you that I don't bite, but I can't assure you that the Hornets won't sting. These guys have some questions for you coming up. We'll be right back.
Professor Fritz, all right, he is back with another season of science, and this year, he's breaking down NFL equipment. And let's just say you would have no idea what goes into NFL equipment. You know, there's actually a checklist just for socks, and that's just one part of the uniform.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey, guys, how's this look? You like the... hey, guys, I'm making some changes today. I'm going from lab coat to sport coat. From scientist to historian. You know, fashion changes all the time. And the fashion of the NFL uniform changes, too.
Not just the look, but the feel, weight, density, and technology of it, too.
I mean, today's uniform is a technological marvel.
That's right.
Let's take a look at the humble beginnings of the NFL uniform and the history and what brought us to where we are today.
In the 1920s, when the NFL was born, it was not unusual for a franchise to buy their uniforms used and helmets were optional. Are you crazy? Wear a helmet. Jerseys were often a real thick material like wool. In the 1930s, more teams start to put numbers on the jerseys for identification purposes. And in the 1940s, the single greatest moment in NFL uniform history occurred, the first helmet design. In 1948, a Los Angeles Ram player painted Ram horns on his leather helmet. By the 60s, NFL teams are starting to gain a sense of style and a sense in general. Plastic helmets gain popularity and are the norm by the end of a decade. The 60s gave birth to the San Diego Chargers' power blue jerseys. Sweet! And the not-so-sweet Denver Broncos brown and mustard-colored jerseys. Ugh. With vertical striped socks. Ugh. Mile-high horrendous. Face masks are becoming the norm on helmets now, and some of the NFL players could be mistaken for hippies wearing tie-dye shirts.
Dudes! I was watching the game, you know, I was eating my favorite nachos, dude, and this guy bumps me, you know, like the cheese gets on my shirt. Whoa, dude, he goes, I'm sorry, I go, dude, no worries, man. Look at the yellow, man. It's so cool. He says, what's the score? I go, dude, doesn't matter who's winning the game. It's like the experience, dude.
This year, the Patriots' look will stay true to years past, but the technology is revolutionary. The Nike Elite 51 uniform was designed and engineered from the inside out, focusing on creating a system where the base layer, padding, jersey, and pant work in concert like a symphony. A few of the innovations include increasing sleeve articulation for better range of motion and integrating new four-way stretch fabrication to provide a streamlined shrink wrap fit, which makes for less drag when you're flying downfield. Zone mesh ventilation provides cooling zones for optimal thermoregulation, which is just a fancy way of saying our body's ability to stay within certain boundaries. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Hey, this isn't Goldilocks. Oh, speaking of shrink wrap... You know, we've progressed, but like many things with a long, storied history, we like to look back and reminisce. Just like on Thanksgiving Day, throwback uniforms have become a tradition that have many NFL fans exclaiming, wow, that's ugly. Ooh, hey, can I get the cranberry sauce, please? You know, football uniforms have morphed and developed to keep up with the times and technology. Just like you, all great things continue to learn, grow, and change. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Oh, I can't go out for a pass like this.
Hey, can I get some help here? I'm supposed to play golf.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Jimmy Garoppolo's got the name down, but will he prove he's the QB of the rap game?
If you were to become a rapper, what would your rapper name be?
A lot of the guys call me Goo-Wop, so Gucci Goo-Wop, I'd have to go something like that.
And what's Ashley cooking up in the kitchen? things might get a little messy.
Can we do two slices?
You want to do three? Do three.
I knew I liked you, Chef Mike.
Go three.
All right.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I'm still here at the hall at Patriot Place with the Mansfield High football team. How's everybody feeling? Everybody's good? Yeah? All right. Well, I'm with Jimmy Garoppolo, a.k.a. Guacamole, so I just found out. Do we have any questions, guys? It's your turn.
Were you starstruck at all when you first met Tom Brady?
Starstruck? I don't know if I was starstruck, but, you know, it was pretty exciting when I first met him because, you know, I mentored my game since I became a quarterback after him and Aaron Rodgers, so... I mean, to get to meet him and especially the opportunity to learn from him. I mean, he's a special guy, and he's taught me a lot so far. And, you know, there's a bunch to learn from a guy like that. I mean, one of the all-time greats. So, you know, it's a unique opportunity.
He can't be starstruck. Look at those calf muscles.
Oh, Jesus.
He wasn't that nervous. All right, can we get some fun questions? What about, like, favorite movie? Are you a movie guy? You have off days. What are you doing on off days?
Oh, yeah. Favorite movie is definitely Sandlot, without a question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have a pair of PF flyers? Do you have a pair of PF flyers then?
PF flyers?
Yeah.
I wish.
Do they still make those? Oh, you can find them.
That's
Amazon.
An old school movie.
Do you have any pets at home? If so, what are their names?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So I got a dog. Probably the most basic name ever is Buddy. So, yeah, nothing exciting there. And I got a cat named Bo. So we got a little rivalry between those two. And it's pretty cool.
So suppose the whole football thing didn't work out and you got into music. If you were to become a rapper, what would your rapper name be?
Oh!
A lot of the guys call me Goo-Wop, so Gucci Goo-Wop, I'd have to go something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd have to go something like that. But I don't know if I could rap, but I have to pick that up pretty quickly. Why, you been working on a rap name or something? You a rap guy? You freestyle at all? You can freestyle. You give us a couple bars? Can you give us a couple bars?
All right, it's late.
We'll have to come back to him.
Yeah,
we'll come back to him.
You guys know
you
he's sweating
you can
so
freestyle
bad right now.
And not freestyle, man.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
When I was little, I was always playing in the street with my friends, and we had a couple girl neighbors who, you know, there's guys, girls, we all, you know how it is when you're little. And we were trying to impress them, playing kick the can and everything. And I remember I went to kick the can, slipped over the curb, knocked out my two front teeth. Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. But, you know, you got baby teeth for a reason. They come back.
All right, I got one more question.
All right.
Do you have any hidden talents that we don't know about?
Hidden talents?
It's okay if you don't. We're not going to judge you. I mean, your name is Guacamole. We're already judging you
enough. I'm pretty good at hoops. I don't know if that's it. Yeah, I mean.
Well, then I think I should drop this knowledge on you. I played basketball in college.
Really?
Yes. There's no way you beat me in a shooting
contest.
Shooting guard. I never passed. I never dribbled.
Oh,
I came off screens, and I rarely played defense.
So you're Ray Allen out there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Guys, let's give Jimmy G one more round of applause. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I don't know about you guys, but one of my favorite parts about football, it's the food. Talk about tailgating. And you know we know how to do it right here in New England. Burgers, dogs, chips, ribs. I've even seen people barbecuing shrimp and lobster here. Love it. How about some of our opponents? I mean, Kansas City, they got barbecue. Of course, Buffalo, they got the wings. This season, it's our gridiron grub. We are bringing you some of the best dishes from our opponents. And this week, it's all about Miami.
Gridiron Grub is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in.
I'm super excited to be here for two reasons. One, football season is finally here. We're taking on the Dolphins this weekend. Can't wait. Number two, I'm with Chef Mike at 80 Thoreau, and we are going to teach you what to cook for tailgating. Now, we're playing Miami. We got to get spicy. We got to get hot. What are we going to make in the parking lot?
So we're going to make a Cuban sandwich.
Ooh.
So we got some French bread, grilled it for about 30 seconds, you know, just get some nice marks on it, buttered it a little bit so it gets nice flavor, you know.
So this is, for, even if you have your little tailgating grill in the parking lot, we can
absolutely.
Do this. We can make this
work,
okay.
Or you can do it ahead of time, you know.
Some ham?
Yep, just got some sliced ham, we got some cheese. So then I'm going to do the slicing of this pork right here. It's a nice roast pork.
Okay.
Just did in the oven, 375, salt and pepper. Delicious. You want to put that cheese on there, feel
yes.
free. Yeah.
Can we do two slices?
You want to do three? Do three.
I knew I liked you, Chef Mike.
Go three.
All right.
All right, I'm going to throw down some spicy aioli that I made.
It's going to be a messy one.
Yeah.
That's all right.
If you like to put these pickles on, some dill pickles
yes.
right there. And then I'll top it off with a couple red onion pickles.
Mmm.
Boom. And so what goes great with a sandwich like this? Coleslaw. The dressing's equal parts red wine vinegar and sugar, a little celery seed, and then two parts cabbage, so one part carrot. So,
all right.
A little salt. Put that down on the plate.
Mmm, this looks fantastical.
Yeah.
Do you think this sandwich is actually going to help us beat Miami?
Of course.
Okay.
It's go time. Hut.
Whew, this looks a little messy, but that's just how I like it.
Be careful.
Here we go. Mmm, there is no way we lose to Miami with this, Sandy. Good play, Chef Mike.
Thank you.
Steven Gostkowski kicked off the 2014 season with a 60-yard field goal. Impressive. Not only is that a personal best for him, that's an all-time record for the Patriots, the longest field goal kick ever. Here's hoping there's a lot more of that where that came from. But does this kicker have a crazy side? Let's find out. It's time for Tilted.
If I could have my smartphone do anything in the world, I would flash back in time. So if I missed a kick, I could just try it again. I don't know. Or maybe just like people I didn't like, I could just zap them and they go away. My favorite type of music is probably like old school rock. I was ashamed of how many Katy Perry songs popped up on my iPad the other day. I do not still sleep with a baby blanket or a stuffed animal, but my son has these little lovey things and sometimes end up in our bed and I'll just start rubbing them in my face like that. So, growing up, most of my friends called me Beaver. I got my two front teeth knocked out playing hockey when I was younger and they put the fake ones in. They kind of stuck out a little bit for a while. Brady and Vrabel and Teddy, Bruschi and all those guys used to call me Meat. I couldn't really tell Mike Vrabel and those guys stop calling me that. So I'm a master Lego builder. There's a picture of me somewhere in a big yellow dress, look like a big red-headed banana. My first kiss was awful. It was at the roller skating rink, and I think I tried to chew the girl's face off, so she probably doesn't have a good memory of me.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose Pump Up Playlist. Ever wonder what your favorite Patriots players listen to? Make sure you check out Patriots.com this season for new Bose Pump Up Playlists.
All right, Romeo, you had your fun putting me in the hot seat. Now it's your turn, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
I have said to people that I'm the queen of the would you rathers, so be prepared.
Hit me.
Would you rather get hit, tackled on the field by Vince Wilfork, or for an entire week straight, as your pajamas, sleep in his sweaty game uniform?
Oh, I'm thinking like either way, I'm going to pass out one way or the other.
100%.
So whatever's quickest, just get tackled. Just take
You're
me down.
You're just going to take the hit.
Get
okay.
it over with, yeah.
Now, this is an important one.
Okay.
Would you rather go through the Pats' entire preseason training camp? You know how intense and physical that can be.
Yep.
With no pads.
Oh.
So you're going to get taken out.
Okay.
Or this weekend in Boston, only wear Miami Dolphins apparel.
That's an easy, no question about it. First of all, they're both terrible options, by the way.
Absolutely.
Definitely all season, no Pat. You do not wear an opponent shirt in New England. There is no,
no
way.
No, you don't. I'm from Jersey, and I even know that one.
That's right. This week, it's all about Miami. Great job today, Ashley. Welcome
Thank
to the team.
You.
Jeff
I'm
fun?
So pumped. Yes, I had a great time.
Welcome to the Totally Patriots team. We head down to Miami. The boys are here this weekend. Let's leave you with some highlights from the 2014 preseason. See you next weekend, everybody.
Lofton toward the end zone, looking for Timms in the back corner. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Patriots. Fires left. Back to the throw. Tompkins falling over at the pylon for a Patriots touchdown. Bulls tries to run out of the pocket. There's Rob Ninkovich, who won't let him free. Right corner of the end zone for Timms. Leaping. Brings it down. In the pocket, it starts to collapse. He's wrapped up, and Chandler Jones has a sack. Green on the run to the 25-20. Green in the foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown. Dawson makes the catch off his right hip, pulling into the end zone.